it's not Friday, it's Monday. So it should be time for Cop Talk, but unfortunately we weren't here on Friday. But it's Monday, it's a very important day. As you're listening to this, we are in the final hours of transfer deadline day. It doesn't look like Liverpool's going to actually do anything, either in or out, which we will have a little chat about anyway. Welcome to the shed, Harry.
Hello.
How are you?
I am good.
Good. And we have a new duo of old friends. We have Ollie. Hello, Ollie.
Hi, mate. How are you?
Very well. And we have Stu.
Hello.
Hello, the King Geek himself. How are you?
I am fine, thank you.
Good. And both from Birmingham. I know, Stu, don't have a go straight away. Stu is a country boy, but he lives in Birmingham. And Ollie, are you from Birmingham, Ollie?
Yeah.
You are? Okay, that's cool.
See, he doesn't like it either.
Right then, we'll kick off firstly just to chat about the two Chelsea games, because we never actually got to talk about those before. We didn't, since the last podcast. We'll start with you first, Ollie. Overall, obviously, the result never went our way, but encouraging signs in the way we played in both games, do you think?
Yeah, there was definitely. I mean, you take the first leg at Anfield. Chelsea have probably been their most difficult fixture this season. We were all over them. Probably were unlucky not to come out with a lead in that leg. And you know, on a different day with a different goalkeeper in goal, if luck had gone our way, we could have taken a 2-1 lead to Stamford Bridge. But I think that's when we really kind of did it for ourselves, because going to Stamford Bridge to try and win there, it was always going to be difficult. And I do feel we did enough over the two legs to go through, and probably undeservedly didn't, but you know, you've got to give credit to Chelsea. They're a top side with a top manager.
Mm-hmm. Stu, do you think that we lost that game in the first leg, sort of as Ollie sort of said, really? We never really took our chances.
Well, I was basically going to say the one thing that we were short of there was someone to put the ball in the back of the net, which obviously now we should have back with Sturridge.
Yeah. I mean... We played so well, especially in that first game. It was a shame we just couldn't do more in front of goal. But that's been a little bit of our season, the whole season this season, isn't it?
Yes, unfortunately it has.
I don't think we should say the B word either, should we, Balotelli? Because it's not worth it, really, because, you know, I know how you feel about that certain gentleman, Stuart.
Well, did you see Match of the Day on Saturday?
I did.
Quality quote from Alan Shearer that Sturridge did more in 20 minutes than Balotelli's done all season.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. Harry, like we've just said, it's good going forward, but it's a shame that we had a chance to go to Wembley, and that's gone now.
Yeah, we should have done a lot more with the first leg than we did, because there was a lot of chances that we should have got it in the back of the net. But second leg, we could have done a lot more with the exact same, but we didn't.
Mm. So going on to the West Ham game, Ollie, were you surprised, or did you think it was right that Sturridge didn't start the game?
I think just because of his injury record, obviously coming off the back of a long-term injury, it's probably right he didn't start. I think Rodgers has, you know, probably managed him in the right way. And you know, we've been in good form recent weeks without him anyway. So I think it wasn't desperately important he did start. And I think you'll probably see the kind of similar thing for the next couple of games.
So you wouldn't start him against Bolton?
No, I wouldn't. I don't think he will. And I don't think he'll start against the Derby either. I think you'll kind of see him being introduced again and probably look to start him against... against the game after, against Tottenham.
Right, okay. Stu, who do you think that he should play up front against Bolton then? Do you think he should be putting out like a weaker team, or do you think he should really be going for it?
I don't think we should be putting out a weaker team, since that's effectively our one chance of silverware this season, because I don't think we're going to win the Europa League. So I would probably just stick with Sterling. He's been doing a perfectly good job.
Mm. Okay. Again, sort of same sort of question to you then, Harry. Do you think that we should put out a stronger team, or as strong a team as we possibly can against Bolton, with the thought that obviously we've got the Merseyside derby on Saturday?
I'd pretty much say the exact same as what they both said about playing Surridge in the next, the third game in the next weeks, and play, still play a stronger side instead of going for a weaker side and just play Sterling up front again and just keep it like that.
Right. Obviously, the transfer window is now, I don't know, I don't know what the time is now, so we've got, what, 4.5 hours or so left of the transfer window. It looks pretty obvious that Liverpool aren't going to do anything either way. Are you a little bit disappointed with that, Ollie? Or do you feel that we've sort of, we've almost got a £40 million new signing in Sturridge coming back?
I don't think we were ever going to go out and spend a lot of money this window. I think we spent for the season last summer. We kind of only would have spent if we'd have sold. But I think with Sturridge coming back, I mean, that is literally a £25 million, £30 million striker coming back anyway. So I think it's a huge boost for us and a very important time of the season with games coming thick and fast.
Yeah. Stu, same as you. Are you sort of surprised that there isn't anybody coming or going?
I don't think we really need to sign anyone, to be honest. I think some of the signings for like Chelsea and other teams, that they almost feel like they're just signing someone for the sake of having signed someone.
Right, okay. Right, I've done this a couple of times in regards to just spot questions, but I'll go to each of you. I'll start with you first, Harry.
Mm-hmm.
As we stand right now, would you take fourth place or to win the FA Cup?
To win the FA Cup.
Okay. Ollie?
Fourth place, just for the revenue.
Okay. And Stu?
It's got to be the FA Cup, just for the Wembley.
And it's Stevie G's birthday.
Well, even better. There you go.
Yeah. Stu, I'll just stick with you on this one. Do you feel, I don't know whether Stevie G's got an injury at the moment, but it was quite sort of a bit of a note that he wasn't even in the squad for the West Ham game. Do you feel that's something that's gonna happen a lot more in the last sort of 15 games of the season?
Was he a big miss? Would you say he was a big miss?
Well, this is it. I thought the way that Henderson and Lucas play in the middle, they complement each other very, very well, and they play really well together.
At the end of the day, like Ollie said, we've been playing really well recently with and without Gerrard. He is knocking on. He's off in the summer. So why not give a few games to those players that are going to be replacing him when he's gone?
Mm. Yeah. Ollie, same point to you. I mean, what do you think is going to be Steven Gerrard's role in the next, say, well, if you count the cup games as well, hopefully sort of 20-odd games?
I think he'll play an integral role in the cup games. He was vital for us in the Carling Cup, and he had two very good games against Chelsea. But it's kind of alternating him, you know, between him and Adam Lallana, really. But I think he's still got a big part to play this season, and you'll kind of just see him being rotated with obviously games coming thick and fast with the Europa League games as well.
Mm. Mm. I forgot about the Europa League. That was one thing I never thought about. Right then, is there any other points that any of you guys want to bring up about anything that's happened over the last few weeks, or shall we move on to the main part of the podcast?
Well, I know you said you weren't going to mention the B word.
Okay.
But are you a bit disappointed that he's still going to be there after today?
I think if we were going to bring somebody else in, I mean, there was talk of like Danny Ings or somebody like that coming in, who I believe has signed a pre-contract agreement for Real Sociedad, from what I heard on the radio as I came home from work. Then I would have thought it would have been obvious that he was going, but as we're going to need bodies, like you say, Sturridge is still not 100% match fit. It's like you said, though, Stuart, when it comes to watching him play, he's very frustrating because he just doesn't put the, he doesn't seem to put the effort in. You know, he has one bad shot and then that's it. He starts huffing and kicking the ground, and it's a shame because he could have been a real hero for Liverpool, I think. And this is his last chance at a really big club, I think.
Well, Rodgers himself said the other day that he's fit, but he wasn't putting him in the squad because he doesn't fit the way they play. So yeah. What is the point in having him there?
Absolutely. And the trouble is we're not going to get the same amount of money that we would get for him. I mean, yeah, moving to you, Ollie, do you think it would have made sense to maybe ship him out on loan?
I'm not sure. I think if an offer came in for, you know, like £50 million, we might have taken it. But on loan, I'm not sure. I don't think anyone's really wanted him, to be honest. I don't think there's been any concrete offers. But, you know, he only takes Sturridge to fall over, and he could be out for the rest of the season. So I think it's probably wise we keep him until the summer.
Yeah. Harry?
Say the same as what Ollie just said, talking about that if Daniel Sturridge did get injured, then we still had a second, well, half good striker, just in case.
Right. Yes, good point. Right then, this is something that we were going to do Christmas time, but what with illness and goodness knows what other kind of things, we were going to do an LFC Cop Talk quiz. What I've got here, it's only three rounds, so it's not going to go on too long. I have a Who Am I round, I have a Higher or Lower round, and then I have a just some general questions. But all of these questions are going to be about season 2013-2014, so our almost glorious season. Right, if you guys are all ready, we're going to start with the Higher or Lower. So what I need, we'll start with you, Ollie. I need a number from 1 to 5, please.
8. Oh, sorry.
4. Right then. Ollie, I think you're going to do fantastic in this.
It's been a long day.
Sorry, right. What was your number?
4.
Number 4. Right. I'm going to give you a Liverpool player. And I'm going to give you the amount of league appearances they made last season, okay? Then I'm going to give you another player, and you need to tell me whether that player played more or less, so higher or lower than the player before. Are you ready? The first one I'm starting you with is Andre Wisdom, who had 2 appearances. Okay, so your next one, now everyone you get right, there's 5 altogether, everyone you get right, you get a point. So your next one is Jordan Ibe. Did he play more or less than 2?
Less.
Correct. Oh, what was that?
I was going to say, does it include? Is this just starting or substitute appearances as well?
That's a good question. I believe it's just appearances. So I believe that as long as they've got onto the pitch.
Okay,
so that's correct. So that's, he actually made 1 appearance. That makes this one a little bit easier. Daniel Agger, did he play more or less than 1?
More.
Correct, he played 20. I should have a pen marking these names, shouldn't I? Right, Glenn Johnson, did he play more or less than Daniel Agger of 20?
Oh, then Daniel Agger.
Yeah.
God, that's a tough one, that. Yeah, more.
You're saying more? Correct, he did. He played 29. And your final one, so this would be to get all 4 points, Luis Suarez. Did he play more or less than 29?
God. I'm going to have to say less.
No, unfortunately, he played 33. So that is, you got 3 points there, Ollie.
Okay.
That's good. Right, Stu, can you give me a number between 1 and 5, but not 4 or 8, please?
2.
Number 2. Right. Are you ready, Stu?
Yep.
Right. Ali Sissoko played 15 times last season. Jose Enrique, did he play more or less than 15?
More.
Oh, Stu.
It was a good start, wasn't it?
So, I don't know. Now, how do they do that now? Does that stop the game or do you have all of them? I can't remember. How do they do it?
I think I'm out.
You out? Okay. Yeah. God, this could be the shortest quiz in history. Okay, right. Harry, I need number 1, 3, or 5.
5.
Number 5, right. Jordan Henderson played 35 times for Liverpool.
Yeah.
Okay. Simon Mignolet, more or less than Jordan Henderson?
Is this just league, yeah?
Yeah.
More.
Correct. He was never present. He played 38 games. Martin Skrtel, More or less than 38?
Less.
Correct. 34. Brad Smith. Did he play more or less than Martin Skrtel?
I want to say less.
Correct. He played one game for Liverpool. Brad Jones. Did he play more or less than Brad Smith?
Is it possible to be zero?
I'm not giving any clues.
What if it's level?
It won't be level.
Oh, more. Damn it.
No. Of course, Simon Mignolet played all 38 games in goal, so Brad Jones played zero. Right, so after round one, Stuart has... and Ollie and Harry have three. That was almost a round of applause from Harry there. That was very nice of you. Thank you very much. Okay, right. The next one. This is Who Am I? So I will give you five clues. You are allowed to have a guess after each clue. If you get it on the first one, you get 5 points. And then you get 1 point less each time. Oh. So we'll start with you, Stu. Give me a number between one and five.
Five.
Right then, are you ready? Clue number... Clue number one. I was born on the 14th of March, 1990.
1990, so that's 26 years ago. Or 25 years ago, even.
Yeah.
Jordan Henderson.
No. Clue number two. My Liverpool debut was on the 18th of the 8th, 2012.
Lucas.
No. Clue number three. I was signed for £15 million.
Okay, so... Glenn Johnson.
And my other clubs, this is for 2 points now, my other clubs are were Swansea and Wrexham.
John Aldridge.
No, it's of the current... it's of the current squad, mate.
Doing well here, aren't I?
You're doing fine. You're doing fine. Who can you think of that's Welsh?
Welsh? That doesn't really narrow it. Oh, I'm terrible at things like this. If this was about movies, I'd be fine. Michael Myers?
No, unfortunately not.
Pass.
Okay, and your last clue. I wear the number 24 shirt.
My name is Stuart Grant and I am the worst Liverpool fan in existence.
Oh, dear. No?
Mario Balotelli.
What other clubs? Swansea and Wrexham? No. And have you got a clue, Ollie?
Is it Joe Allen?
It is Joe Allen, yes. Unfortunately, we're not giving any extra points away.
That was my next guess.
Was it? Ollie, did you get that one?
Yeah, Joe Allen, yeah.
Which clue did you get it on?
His birthday.
Really?
Yeah, the March 1990.
There you go. Right, so Ollie, we'll go with you now. I need a number between one and four.
One.
Number one. Right. Are you ready?
Yeah.
For 5 points. I was born the 17th of June, 1990.
17th of June. It's got to be one of the recent ones. I don't know. Victor Moses. Is it a current Liverpool player?
Current Liverpool. These are all current Liverpool players, yeah.
Okay. Jordan Henderson.
5 points. Well done. You're not Googling that, are you? Liverpool debut on the Liverpool debut on the 13th of the 8th, 2011, signed for £16 million. His other clubs are Sunderland and Coventry. And the last clue was this season's vice captain. So well done, Ollie. That's 5 points. Right, Harry, numbers 1, 2, or 3?
3.
Number 3. Are you ready?
Yes.
Right. I was born the 29th of March, 1991.
Lucas.
My Liverpool debut was on the 2nd of the 8th, 2012.
2nd of the 8th.
Yeah, 2012.
Gonna go with no, he's older. Glenn Johnson.
I was signed for £10.4 million.
Pass.
You might as well have a guess. Just think of anybody. Just not John Aldridge.
Mignolet.
No. Oh. My previous clubs include Chelsea, Swansea, Parma, Roma, and Sunderland on loan.
Is that in order, or is that?
Yes.
Oh, he was. No, because I can't remember what he's called.
I'm going to have to hurry you.
I can't think of his name. I don't know. I can't think.
No?
No.
The last one, he wears number 29.
Oh.
That's not going to help you remember his name, is it?
No.
No?
No.
Anybody out there?
John Barnes.
No. Ollie?
His girlfriend's from Liverpool.
What, this particular person? Or John Barnes?
Oh, no, this particular person.
All right, you know. So who is it then, Ollie?
Oh, I'm going with Fabio Barini.
It was Fabio Barini. It was indeed. It was indeed. Okay, right. Well, I've got two more of these. I don't know how this is going to work. For an extra couple of bonus points, first one to shout it out, so I don't know if it will work. First one, born 9th of January, 1987.
Jesus.
Scuttle.
No.
Steven Gerrard.
No.
Henderson.
Hang on. You have one go for a clue. Ollie?
Ricky Lambert.
No. The second one, his Liverpool debut was on the 28th of the 8th, 2007. So we'll go around. You can each have a guess, and then if you win the points, you win the points. So Liverpool debut 28th of the 8th, 2007.
Who's going first? Me?
Whoever wants to shout him out. Because whoever shouts it out and gets it right.
I'll still go Henderson.
Ollie?
When was the debut?
Liverpool debut 28th of the 8th, 2007.
2007. It's either got to be Lucas or Skirtle, but I'm not too sure. I don't know, one of those two.
Stu?
If we're doing that, can I just have the entire squad? I'll say Lucas.
You're saying Lucas. Right, so Ollie, which one do you want to go for?
No, I'll go with Lucas as well.
You'll go Lucas as well. It was Lucas. So another 4 points. Stu, you're on the board. Look, how good is that? Yay. Right, and the final one, born the 23rd of August, 1984.
Gerrard.
Right, Stu says Gerrard. Ollie?
23rd of August. Jesus, Glenn Johnson.
Right, says Glenn Johnson.
I'm just trying to think of the older players. Skirtle.
Skirtle. One of you's right. And it's Ollie, Glenn Johnson. I'll tell you what, Ollie, you're on fire today. Goodness me. Right, so that's the end of that round. And what fun that was. So we got Ollie is on 17, Stuart is on 4, and Harry's on 3. Right, we are now going to go to the questions. So I'm just going to go, there's enough here for 3 questions each. So we'll start with you, Ollie. Who scored Chelsea's second goal in the 2-0 home defeat? That's the league result.
Willian.
Correct. Stu, yeah. Who did we sell Jay Spearing to?
Sunderland.
No, it wasn't. I can't really give these as things, but does anybody know that one?
Swansea.
Bolton.
It was Bolton. Harry.
Yeah.
Apart from the very first week of the league, what was Liverpool's lowest league position?
Was that 15th?
15th?
Yeah.
No, it wasn't. Stuart, Ollie, any ideas?
18th.
Stu?
13th.
No, it was actually 5th. That was the lowest position Liverpool were in all season.
Oh, this season?
Yeah, no, last season. These are all about last season. Sorry.
Oh, right. I've got that wrong.
Right, Ollie. How many clean sheets did Liverpool have in the league last season?
7
No, that's incorrect.
8
No, it's not 8 Stu?
3
No, it was 10 Stuart, only one... Oh, you might have just doubled up anyway. Only one player played every league game last season. Who was it?
Mignolet.
Correct.
Yay! Wonder how I got that.
I wonder. Just realised we had that earlier on. Anyway, Harry... Only 3 players scored for Liverpool in the League Cup last season. Sturridge, Sterling, and who else?
Suarez.
No, it wasn't, no. Stuart, Ollie, any ideas?
Aquilani.
No. Ollie, got any ideas?
The League Cup. I can't remember who we had now. Didn't we have Swansea at home? League Cup. I can't remember. Mine's gone blank.
No, it was Henderson. It was Henderson. Ollie, this is yours. Who beat us in the 3rd round of the League Cup last season?
Swansea.
No, it wasn't. Anyone else got any ideas?
United. I know that one.
It was United 1-0. It was. Stu, how many goals did Suarez score in the league against Norwich City last season?
Oh, what? 4
No, it wasn't. Anyone else got any ideas?
3
5
It was 5, yes. He scored 4 in the 5-1 win and 1 in the 3-2 win. Right then, Harry, this is the last one of the questions. True or false? Liverpool scored more goals in the league between the minutes of 31 and 45.
True.
That is false. They scored 22. They scored 24 between the minutes of 16 and 30. Right then, so we come to the final little bit. I think we can safely say that Ollie has run away with it. Harry's got 3, Stu's got 6, and Ollie's got 19. Wow, look at that. It's a shame there's no trophy for this, isn't it, Ollie? You know, yeah. Right, just one more. There is although no, you can't win. There's 10 points for this one to see who can get the closest. It was going to be used for a what's it called, a tie break round, but just out of interest, see if anyone can get any closer to this. Right, Liverpool have scored 9,392 goals in 5,444 competitive matches. How many of those 9,392 goals have been own goals? Right, we'll start with you, Harry. How many do you think?
864.
Harry says 864.
I should think about it, probably a lot more than that.
Ollie?
So how many of them have scored? How many of them are own goals?
Yeah, so out of the 9,392 goals, how many of those have been own goals?
I'll say 191.
153. 153. Well, one of you is only 8 away from the actual figure, and it's only safe to say that it's the person who has run away with it. Ollie, congratulations. It's 183, so you're only 8 away, Ollie.
Oh, wow.
But there you go. So at the moment, Ollie, you are the reigning Cop Talk quiz champion, so congratulations. I think a round of applause from everybody else.
Thank you.
Well done. Well done, young man. So we'll do the same thing again next Christmas. Hopefully, if we can get it all sorted out. Oh, well, that was a bit of fun, wasn't it? Took me ages to work all that out. Right then, we have Bolton tomorrow. Just so that we can get a couple of quick predictions. Stuart, what do you think? How do you think it's going to go tomorrow?
2-0 to Liverpool.
You think it's going to be quite an easy? No upsets at all.
No, not with Sturridge back.
Okay, Ollie.
I think it'll be easy, but I'll say 2-0 as well.
Okay, and Harry.
2-0. Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to go for a 2-1. I think it might be a little bit closer. It'll just be a bit one of those real horrible kind of cup ties at Bolton. But there you go. Well, that's been a real different kind of Cop Talk. I'd like to thank everybody for being here. Ollie, do you want to let everybody know where they can find you on the old internet?
Yeah, you can find me at AnfieldHQ96 or via the website www.anfieldhq.com.
Excellent. And Stu, would you like to plug your many various books?
Just the usual books. You know, you've got Look Me Up on Amazon.com. or .co.uk, obviously, because we're in the UK. And I'm currently working on a new one called Amaranthine.
All right. And do you want to give us any little tidbits about what that's about?
Look the word up on Google and you get an idea.
Okay, then. God, you never make it easy for anybody, do you? How do you spell that?
What, Amaranthine?
Yeah.
A-M-A-R.
Yeah.
A-N.
Yeah.
T-H-I-N.
T-H-I-N.
E.
Right. I shall do that in a minute. Amaranthine. Right. Everybody, go and Google that right now. And Harry?
Oh, at the Pavscast.
Okay. And how's all that going?
Okay.
Okay, good. That's it. Good to big yourself up. Yes.
Yeah.
And you can email us, coptalk@mail.com, or follow us on Twitter at Cop Talk Podcast. Thank you very much for listening, and we'll be back again. Well, hopefully Friday. We'll do another one Friday. So look forward to the Merseyside Derby. Thank you very much, Stu.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Ollie.
No worries. Thanks for having me.
And thanks very much, Harry. Hopefully Tom will be back with us on Friday as well. And until then, congratulations, Ollie. Well done.